The city of San Francisco lifts its curfew today after days of protest. Last night, there was a peaceful march of an estimated 10,000 plus people in the city with only a handful of arrests. We're joined now by San Francisco Mayor London Breed. Mayor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, and let's start with the protests that we're seeing in your city. You've said that you are the mayor of the city, but a Black woman first. How long do you think that these protests will continue?
Well, I will say that people are mad and people are hurt and people are sick and tired. So I think that they're not just going to disappear. I think people want to be heard. They want this to stop. And so I think that the reason why there's been a lot of attention brought to it, sadly, because of the violence and the looting and the vandalism and those sorts of things. And I've made it clear to people, look, we are not implementing a curfew in San Francisco to just protect property. We're doing it to protect people. We're trying to protect the protesters. We want them to go home safely. We want the police to go home safely. We want everyone to go home safely. And so part of what we are trying to do is protect the public as best we can, but we want to make sure people have an opportunity to protest.
What do you think of the response that you've seen from the White House? President Trump has been saying that governors need to get tougher on the protesters who get out of hand. He's talked about using dogs, using the U.S. military, sending people to jail for years. What do you think about that?
I think we're in a really sad place when we have the person who's responsible for everyone in this country pushing for division. We have to acknowledge the hurt and the pain. As hard as it is, property can be repaired and replaced. People can't. And we are tired of African-American men dying at the hands of law enforcement. And we want to see change. And I think that that has to be acknowledged before this aggressive military response is even talked about. It shouldn't even have a place in the discussion right now. And what I hope it does for the folks who are protesting and upset and angry, I hope what this does is it pushes them to the polls.
I want to ask you about what's happening there in San Francisco at the police department, because as you know, there's a video that appeared maybe a week ago that shows a San Francisco police officer back in January briefly kneeling on a Black teenager's neck, similar to what happened with George Floyd in Minneapolis. Now, the incident in San Francisco was not fatal, but what did you think when you saw that video and heard about that?
Well, after everything we've done here in San Francisco around police reform, all I can think about is this is not acceptable and we have to do better. We have implemented various trainings, but there is no training for common sense and also common decency. I get that the police officers were trying to restrain this individual for whatever reason, but that move is not something that should have occurred. And we have to do better. And I am committed as the mayor of the city who is responsible for this police department to making sure that these kinds of incidents don't continue to happen and that we hold officers in this city accountable. And also other officers have to hold one another accountable. I've gotten so many calls from police officers in San Francisco to say, we are so angry about what happened to George Floyd. I mean, they were angry. I said, well, don't tell me. Tell your fellow officers. Tell the public. You all have to be a part of the solution as well, because this is not okay, and we have to change it.
Well, do you support an overhaul, as the San Francisco Public Defender's Office has called for, an overhaul of use of force policies at the police department?
I definitely want to be clear that we have been working towards overhauling those policies. And I think the problem is the people who are calling for things should probably read what the policies are first to understand all the reforms that we have made that we are trying to implement. And people are like, well, why haven't you implemented the reforms faster? And let me tell you why. Because we want these officers to get it. We're not just making everybody go through training to go through training. They need to understand what it means as it relates to anti-bias training. They need to understand the time and distance policy so when they're out on the field, they can put this into action. They have to believe in it. They have to do it. And if we have people who have a problem with policing Black communities, if they have a problem with Asians or anything else, they should not be working in this department because of their inherent nature of being sadly racist. So it's bigger than just the policy.
Mayor Breed, as you know, this is happening in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, you have kept San Francisco very tightly locked down, and you've had much better results than most other cities in this country as a result of that. But outdoor dining is going to restart in the middle of June in San Francisco. Do you think other cities are moving too quickly? Should more people be following your lead, or do you think San Francisco is just different than other places?
Because I'm not managing those cities and I don't know what challenges they have, it's hard for me to suggest that other cities should be doing what San Francisco is doing. I do think that at this point we need to move a lot faster because we are seeing the curve drop and the economy is suffering and people who are low income residents of the city have lost their job. And so I think what's important is we get this city open as quickly as we possibly can because this virus is with us. So now it's time for us to adjust our new normal and make sure we do everything we can to keep people safe.
Are you at the point now where anybody who wants a test can get one in San Francisco?
Yes. If you are a San Francisco resident and you exhibit one symptom, you can get tested. If you also are an essential worker, any essential worker in San Francisco, whether you're a resident or not, you don't have to exhibit any symptoms. You can get tested anytime.
And do you think that come the fall, people in San Francisco are going to be tested all the time? Or do you think we will have passed that point and gotten back to something that feels more like normal by that point?
You know, it's going to be tough because it's really going to depend on the number of cases, the number of deaths, the number of hospitalizations. The goal is to make sure that our testing capacity, our PPE, our contact tracing, and all of these measures are in place. And we are in a good place even today. So I think in the fall, we'll be in an even better place.
I have one more question for you, Mayor Breed. As you know, Twitter has said its workers are going to be able to work from home forever. That is a company that is based in your city of San Francisco. Do you expect other companies will do the same thing? And are you worried about what that would mean for your tax revenue there?
Well, two things. I'm definitely worried. Other companies have already done it and will continue to do it. And it will have an impact on our economy. But ultimately, people are going to want to come into San Francisco. They're not going to always want to work at home. The option is great to have, but being around other people and enjoying city life, people are going to get restless and they're going to want to come back to work. It's going to be tough for us for some time. And my hope is that we can get back to normal sooner rather than later.
That is London Breed, the mayor of the city of San Francisco. Mayor Breed, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.